الذي خلق السبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. Allah Rabbul Izzah is the one who had created the seven heavens in layers. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. You will not see any inconsistency in Allah's creation. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, addressing every person reciting the Noble Quran, reminds us that, you know, if you look and you glance at the sky, you will not see any cracks in it or any broken portions. In Surah Kaf, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, have they not looked at the sky above them and see how we made it beautiful and that it has no cracks? So despite the absence of any pillars supporting the sky, no sky and no spear falls on another, and they all maintain their distance from each other. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the distance between each of the seven skies is the journey of 500 years. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَرَجِئِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. That look again, do you see any cracks? Now, do you see any rifts? And this verse apparently shows that it's possible to see the nearest sky with the naked eye. You know, the sky in this context does not necessarily refer to the bluish atmosphere seen over the earth. In fact, the sky may be very much higher than this, and the bluish cover or color may be that of the upper atmosphere, and that is what scientists are claiming. So on the other hand, you know, this verse does not necessarily imply that the sky cannot be seen at all. It's possible that the bluish atmosphere, on account of being transparent, may not block the vision of the actual sky. So, you know, that is just a bit of discussion in this regard. If it is proven by any evidence that the sky cannot be seen with the eyes, then the casting of one's eyes in this verse would refer to the intellectual observation that one should make an observation in this regard by looking around you. And this is one of the important themes of the Noble Quran, that by looking around, one ought to take ibrah, one ought to take lesson, that we look around us, and what we see, that will draw our attention. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ثُمَّ رَجِئِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Look again and once again, and your gaze will return embarrassed and exhausted. And after exhaustive deliberations, you will find that there's no defect in Allah's creation. And your gaze will return embarrassed and exhausted. One will be embarrassed because you would not have found what you intended to have found, and that is some deficiency in Allah's creation. So the fact is, Allah has created the sky perfectly and beautifully, and it is in this adornment and in the beautiful creation of the sky that we recognize Allah Rabbul Izzah.